The start of spring here in the Northern Hemisphere means the end of the research season down south in Antarctica. Scientists have spent the southern summer probing the Antarctic ice for clues about how the Earth's climate has changed over the ages. Reporter Eric Kneeler recently visited one Antarctic field camp where researchers have found an unusual twist to the continent's ancient ice.
Okay, let's go. Let's do it.
The summer research season is winding down on Taylor Glacier, 70 miles from the U.S. research base on Antarctica's McMurdo Sound. So researchers have gathered for a bit of fun before they break camp and head home.
Fire away.
In this case, fun means dropping giant blocks of ice down holes that have been drilled in the glacier.
And the monster.
That's Saturday night on the Taylor.
There's not much else to do but work on this frozen ribbon of ice, slowly scouring a barren Antarctic valley. The ice diggers have been camped out on top of the 1,800-foot thick glacier for 2 months during the Antarctic summer, drilling holes into its crusty surface. Most of the drilling holes are a few hundred yards from camp. Supervisor Paul Rose leads me over.
So this is it. This is our lab site.
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay.
So we've got a drill site and a driller.
The driller is Tanner Cool. Cool moves a bucket that's been covering one of the holes.
This is one of the boreholes for the blue ice drill that we developed over the last year. About 11.5 inches in diameter. It takes about a 9.5-inch core, about 1 meter long.
And I'm looking down in kind of a blue hole that just disappears. How deep is that?
That hole's about 21 meters.
That's almost 70 feet. Cool is a drilling engineer from the University of Wisconsin. His job is to run the gas-powered drilling rigs and then figure out how to get each thick plug of ice out of its hole.
The biggest challenge with core this size is breaking it off and getting it to the surface. The standard way to do it is with some sharpened, spring-loaded little teeth that we call core dogs. But we developed another tool that actually goes down after the drill's out of the hole and goes over the core and snaps it to the side.
Once Cool hauls it to the surface, the ice is cut into sections. The samples are flown by helicopter back to McMurdo and eventually to labs in the U.S. What the researchers are after is not the ice itself, but something trapped inside.
If we melt the sample and you inhale it, you're breathing 50,000-year-old air.
Vasily Petrenko is a climate scientist at the University of Colorado at Boulder. He's interested in ancient air bubbles in the ice cores. Like today's air, that ancient air contains greenhouse gases like carbon dioxide and methane. And the levels of those gases tell scientists a lot about the ancient climate. With these ice cores, Cool and the other researchers are peering back in time. In most parts of Antarctica, the oldest ice lies at the bottom of the glaciers, and researchers have to drill deep to go farther back in time. But Petrenko says that here on the Taylor Glacier, there's old ice right near the top.
Even though we're only going to 20-meter depth, the ice is actually 50,000 years old. And that's because this is such a special site.
The Taylor Glacier moves down from the center of Antarctica like a slow-moving river. Petrenko says newer ice from more recent snowfalls is eroded away by melting or strong winds, leaving the older ice near the surface. Even more unusual is that several different currents of ice are squeezed in next to each other.
The ice over there is about 20,000 years old. So in the span of 100 meters or so, we would cross 30,000 years.
This makes it easier and cheaper for Petrenko and his colleagues to do their work. Instead of several miles down, they only have to drill 70 feet to get the old ice they need. The scientists are looking for ice from about 15,000 years ago, another time when the Earth's climate was warming. They're hunting for a specific variety of the trace gas methane. Petrenko says they want to know whether frozen methane hydrates, which are found under the seafloor, were released as the oceans warmed.
One concern is that as the world is warming, you start warming the bottom of the seafloor as well, and you might destabilize some fraction of these methane hydrates. And if that happens quickly, you could potentially release a lot of methane to the atmosphere.
That's important because methane itself is a potent greenhouse gas. More methane in the atmosphere leads to more warming, which in turn could lead to the release of more methane. So by looking at the past, the researchers are hoping to get a glimpse of what might happen in the future. Petrenko and his team have already done some work on this question by drilling in Greenland. But the ice cores there had bits of soil and other organic matter that made it hard to get a good sample. they think these Antarctic glaciers will have a cleaner record of the past. So far, Petrenko believes the undersea hydrates may not pose a threat, which would be good news.
It's good news in the sense that we're not going to perish from a massive methane release from the oceans, but it's bad news in the sense that we still see methane rise in the atmosphere during times of global warming, and it has to come from somewhere.
Petrenko says that somewhere is the world's wetlands, which he says definitely are releasing more methane as the atmosphere warms. The rate at which that's happening is a subject for other researchers. Meanwhile, Petrenko and field supervisor Paul Rose will return next year to continue exploring the ancient methane of Antarctica's glaciers, have some fun with ice chunks, and appreciate the raw beauty of this remote world.
Even when it's been foul weather, it's beautiful up here. It's just untouched. I mean, them rocks up there are the same ones that Scott's party walked past. There's been times when the light up there has been so perfect that you could be looking at an Edward Wilson watercolour. So it's just magic.
For The World, I'm Eric Kneeler, Taylor Glacier, near McMurdo Sound, Antarctica.
You can see a slideshow and video from the Taylor Glacier, as well as pictures from Eric Kneeler's visits with researchers studying how penguins and seals are responding to climate change. That's all online at theworld.org.